I'd like to introduce some of England's finest musicians. Playing a Keith Moon composition, which we start with these days. It's called Cobwebs and Strains. Dedicate this to the other dead person in my life tonight, Bill Graham. That England has. This is to test whether the band are drunk or not. See the rest of it. Well, it's nice to be back here. It's a long time since I was here. These concerts from start to finish are kind of experiments in how much an artist of my caliber can irritate an audience of your caliber. including annoying the band into the bargain. So if I get letters after a concert which says, we wish you'd play more Who material, I don't play more Who material. If people say, we wish you'd play more of those obscure hits from your demo albums, then I don't play them either. I just play what I want to play. Just to nail that home, tonight I'm playing, starting this thing with a thing which some of you will know. It's a song called Save It For Later. It was recorded by the English Beat. Save It For Later. just don't try. Na 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 na. Two dozen lost chicken reasons why we should suffer all this. Don't bother trying to explain them. Just hold my hand while I come to a decision on this. to pray. I'm looking back and I can't see the past. I'm on a track, I'm traveling so fast. Oh, for sure. The same record.
Oh!
I just decided to play an old Who song, and somebody's just got to pick up the words. And the dance gets me with my girl. That's fine, I know them all pretty well. But I know sometimes I must get out of light. Better be her than mine. Sometimes I know I gotta get away. Bells chime, I know I gotta get away. And I know if I don't, I'll go out of my mind. Better leave her behind. With the kitchen's alright. The kids are alright. I know if I go, things will be a lot better for her. I hear things are fine, but the folks wouldn't let her. God, that feels like a completely different song. Leave her behind with the kids. It's my life story. It's not quite, I think I wrote it when I was 19. It was about trying to avoid getting married, I think.
It's in the sun I hear them, and I'm still diving down for pearls. Let me flow into the ocean, let me get back to the sea. Let me be stormy, let me be calm, let the tide in, set me free. I'm flowing under bridges, we're flying through the sky. I'm traveling down cold man, you know I'm just a tear in a bleeding's eye. Let me flow into the ocean, and let me get back to the sea. Let me be stormy, let me be calm, let the tide in set me free. I wanna drown. I wanna drown. This can't be the scene, but I am in the water as far as I can see. I'm not afraid.
We're now going to do this new thing that I've just put out called Psychedelic. The piece is about an hour and 10 minutes long, and it has some projections in it and stuff, and actors come on stage, and it's probably a different kind of experience than you're used to normally, and it's not necessarily meant to be, you know, the greatest thing since rock and roll. It's meant to be, in a sense, a rock and roll event, and we're trying to find our way into doing this kind of thing on the stage in a way that works, because I just like doing it, you know. We've been having a lot of fun with it, I have to tell you. It's different every night in a weird way. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. And bits of it work and bits of it don't. But we need you to roll with it anyway. New stuff is never easy. Old stuff is a piece of cake. You know, it's come in and pumped out, won't get fooled again, you'd all go home and cool. Wasn't that great? when I go home and I think, wasn't that great? Again. In fact, that's how I end the show anyway, so. I do all that stuff later. The play itself that we're about to show you is a simple thing. It should be easy enough to follow. Some of the things that are happening up on the screen might be a bit confusing because they are meant to be the Ray, who's the rock star in the thing, meant to be his dreams. And the songs themselves don't try and tell the story. The songs just try to, what I've tried to do with the songs is just try to select songs that say something about the big things that are in the back of these guys' minds while they're going through this thing. So we're going to go now with a track that has got some play on the radio, the thing that they put out as a single for the We're going to do Psychedelic now. Thank you. This is, this is a thing, you know? This is the thing that I'm here to do, I think. It's a, yeah, thank you. I didn't go down my car yesterday. This is a thing that with, you know, this is where we bring on some actors and we do some projections and we do some kind of arty things. But then, you know, you have to forgive me because, you know, I'm an artist. I'm a complete shit as well, but yeah. I deserve the space that I demand, but I just get it. I ask for it. I get it. I don't know how. I'm glad of it because this thing is heavier than it looks on the surface. I think if you listen to the music as well as see the play, the songs add something to the play, which I hope enhances not just your enjoyment of the piece, but also allows you to realize that, you know, that the songs are actually about us, you, me, world. And the story is just there to kind of lead us through the whole thing. I hope you enjoy it. We start off with English Boy.
Oh, Scholastic's knight is pulling what's left of his hair out. The only thing Ray's writing these days are large checks to his booze merchants. He's a serious recluse now. Hasn't seen daylight or another woman since his old lady walked out 2 years ago. Poor little sausage, brooding all alone in that 22-room glass mansion. Life's a bitch, and so am I.
To share in your loneliness and misery.
The press slaughtered me, Rastus. I need to be back in control of my own existence. I'm gonna leave off, right?
What are you up to, Ray? What keeps you amused? I mean, how can you stand this solitude after all that fucking fun? I mean, look at you, eh? What are you now? You're mature.
Mature? I'm not mature. I'm just derelict. Look, inside I'm the same as I ever was.
You can really dream, man. You can really dream, man.
gone.
Look, you're great, Ray, you know that. You've
been completely degraded by chasing publicity.
Look, you've got to play the game.
I know too much, but I know how it's done.
Of course you do. Come on. Here, this is the place.
No, I'm not going in there. That bloody cow Roo Street and uses his club. She hates my guts.
She's a journalist. There's a job to wait your guts. Come on, you've got to get back in the mainstream sometime. Well, come on, I mean, you own shares in the place.
Yeah, that bloody cow wrote that I'm ugly.
Well, you are ugly.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
Well, you are, actually.
Yeah, bollocks, let's go and have a drink.
She makes experience programs. These implement virtual reality systems. The programs offer to anyone wearing grid life suits. They offer refuge from pollution and radiation during grid sleep curfews. The programs replace life.
call me a jerk again, I'll have to get my bicycle pumped out.
Talking of flat tyres, how's Ray?
Yeah, I can't get anything out of him. He must have some dough stashed away and he's up to something, but fuck knows what it is. You know, all he seems to do is read his bloody fan mail.
So he still gets it?
Yeah, I don't know what'll fire him up.
I bet I could fire him up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I could do it. You say he still reads his fan mail?
Yeah, but you know, if you can do something for him, we could shift millions, you know that, and I'd cut you in, I would.
Well, I might have an idea, but it'd be dangerous, especially for Ray.
You are safe from harm on the grid. You are safe from harm.
You're safe.
This is the dream that I wake up dreaming. Loving my love up in the darkening skies. Every design that I wake up scheming. What I recall when I first saw.
Receive life programs that precisely suit your needs and desires. Our planet is challenged. Decent people need to be protected. So enjoy the present while we hope for the future. Slip on to the life experience grid today.
That was some life. I wanted it to go on forever.
Me too. I enjoyed it.
Yes. And in the next program, we'll get the balance we need to continue our evolution to greater.
Dear Rosalind, thank you for your letter and photograph. Your dream sounds wonderful. I'm working on a dream project myself right now. If I try and help you, will you swear to keep it a secret? Yours sincerely, Ray High. She sent me a Polaroid of herself.
What? That Rosalind?
Yeah. Lying on a mother's grave. Well, it wasn't meant to be funny, it was erotic.
What, you think a photo of a girl laying on a mother's grave is erotic?
Yeah, well, she was naked. Stark fucking naked.
Well, was she gorgeous or what?
Yeah. The weird thing was, she had witch's teats.
Witch's what?
Witch's teats. Two little extra nipples below her tits.
Only four nipples? Poor kid.
The photo's on the side there. Don't get it wet. She says she can sing and dance. She's dancing topless now in San Francisco.
Yeah. You know, with four nipples, I could get her a double fade.
Well, would you believe that after my mention of Ray High last week, he's been seen out in the big city. Andy's been getting up the nose of his sexy manager. Poor old Rastus Knight now has a challenged coke habit. I've always had a soft spot for Rastus, and I've often seen him looking at it. I hear Ray went into my club and put an end to happy hour. Why my place anyway, Ray? Nobody there gives two filofaxes about peace and love. I heard about you, Mr. Stinking Rich Has-Been Rodent, drinking vintage Krug as though it was two bob a bottle. I'll be watching out for you.
Thank you.
feel secure. In fact, it would defeat you. Secondly, like you, something awful happened to me as a child, but I learned from it. The only power available to you lies in your submission. Isn't that what the photo was all about? Remember, you don't have to bury the pain. You can use it.
I breathe a full clenches, cut you to exclude a dozen different stenches. If I'm afraid, a big well rolls in a child with a swill of city sewer holes. Summer's getting longer, deltas gash, ancient trees are rooted smashed. Time is generous, or take more. Time is generous, or take more. Time is generous, or take more. I must outrun the dinosaur.
Remember, Rosalind, the great artist is just like a child and needs to submit to the audience. Do you begin to see the secret?
A silent temple, marble apart, decays and suffers, battle scar, a relic of death to bits and strings, total mess, purple jeans. Says by silence, spied by noise, I hold my son, I plan his toys. Time expensive, bought it more. Time expensive, bought it more. Time expensive, bought it more.
Try the song I have enclosed. It's from a secret project called Gridlife. The 10th you sent shows you can sing. So, sing.
Rising rivers, drowning shoots, words in breath, death cahoots. The strong survive to weep on boots. Cowards' bones, scattered recruits. They grow, they see, they extend their roots. Tonight my body's best, I'm consistent. Time is perfect, more take more. Time is perfect, more take more. Time's so plentiful, more take more. I must outfight the dinosaur.
Take some more. Time is perfect, more take.
control the newspapers, TV stations and all media, including the grid. You're her consumers, and I believe you need truth to develop morality and decency. The grid always provides facts, but facts don't always reveal the truth.
Serve the press as well as the audience. For me, a journalist called Ruth Streeting has become a symbol for the establishment. They can't accept a shit like me as value. The more distasteful Ruth Streeting finds me, the more driven I am to perform, especially for her. Her disgust is the most powerful motivator of the artist in me. And as this is the last time I'm writing to you, I can tell you now, something I can hardly believe has happened. I have fallen in love with her.
Pain. disappear, just like a double head was tossed. I'll miss you so.
We need to talk about my commission, so phone me, okay? I've really got Ray where I want him now.
Stand beside you, face the future. I'll admit to you, I'm afraid. I am afraid. As I stand beside you, I have to like you. Suggestion of nakedness, underage necrophilia, and incest. Now there's been a dramatic new development. Although Ray High's albums have been re-released, decent, normal people will be more interested in young Rosalind. She's a brilliant singer, and with my help has just released a brilliant new record. I predict a smash hit for this talented, sexy young singer, so rudely abused by that slime ball, Ray High. Thank you.
Background of Eternity. I was secretly commandeered one of the Grid Large Studios and staged a live rock concert for every single person wearing grid suits. That's 50% of the world's population. The result would be amazing. Everyone who experiences the concert would slip out of their suit and come to the show. They'd be drawn to it. This will produce the biggest live concert audience in history.
Ray! This is an unexpected pleasure.
What the fuck are you playing at?
I'm just doing my job, all right?
Or this lying crap!
Just wait. You'll see.
Look, what's going on between you and Rastus? Oh, is that how you got the photo?
Oh, Raymond, do me a favor. Oh, Rastus, you fantastic bastard. Oh,
Look, I don't give a smorgasbord about that little old bollocks you churn out.
Now, Ray, don't get introspective with it. The headlines were back in calculator country.
I helped her deal with a problem.
She doesn't have a problem.
How do you know she doesn't have a problem?
Because she just doesn't, do you?
She knows I do. If she were here now, we could ask her, couldn't we? Couldn't we, Rastus?
Well, yeah, we could, yeah, if she was here.
Are you saying that nothing that I wrote helped her?
You didn't help her. You just made her a fucking star.
Thank you.
your own vibration in the cosmos. All of you will know one another through the other's song. You will blend and get in harmony. As you blend, your song will change. And in the end, your music will turn into a sound so complete, it will show us that we all are one. Free. We are in tune.
What a fool you are, Ray Highsmith.
Ruth, you just don't get it, do you?
What?
I knew all the time.
Getting. It's a rich boy, isn't he?
Don't worry, now you're on board, there'll be more.
How much more?
Loads more.
Look, it works. That's all that matters. He's in his element. This is just the beginning. Tours, TV, tootin' tarts. Back where he belongs, on top. And no more bloody letters.
Dear Lily, thank you for the pictures. You look really nice. I'm back in the studio again. The press seem to have finished with me for now. And because of the Ros Nathan affair, my old albums are back in the charts. I'm getting hundreds of letters and photographs now. And for that, I'm very thankful.
Yes.
You must try and start again. It could save the planet.
Yeah.
Shut up, Rastus. Okay, Ray, when you're ready, in your own time, sweetheart.
Can't do a thing about it.
Thank you.
moony circles closing fast to form a perfect ocean as it lands. A spinner hits the crowd, and the long, sustained final chord suddenly
Ray,
ends.
Ray, I've cut all this crap. Go straight to the signal.
Thank you. Red life was a vision, a real vision, not a fiction, not a fairy tale, a glimpse of the future. Today, 20 years later, the apocalypse it foresaw is nearer. But whatever you read in the newspapers, we still don't have any alternative reality. It's all games now. It's all lies and deceit. What happened to the truth? What happened to the dream? What happened to all that lovely hippie shit? Thank you.
Jen Ravens. John Labanowski. Lionel Haft. The band. The Projections. Great technical team that we've got behind us here. It's much more complicated than it looks. I'm sure you'll appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'll tell you a secret. I've been talking a lot in the newspapers recently about how being in the music business and being married is difficult. And when I first met the woman I'm now married to, who I've always been married to, she was from up north. We used to listen to Bob Dylan records. And this is for her tonight. And she's not here. From the howling wind. you see for me that her hair's been long? It curls and flows. All down her breast. That's the way I'll tell her the best. And tonight I'm wondering if she remembers me at all. How many times I've hoped and prayed in the darkness of my nights. So if you're going to the north, can she fall? Where the winds hit heavy on the borderline? Remember me, ooh, to the girl who, that girl who lives there.
Thank you.
I'll play all of that stuff later. Everything that you ask for, I'll play later. Okay? This is request time. Request whatever you like. I'll play it later, okay? I'll play it tomorrow. The bus you speak of leaves after the show. It goes to San Diego, which is where tomorrow I'm doing this benefit for the La Jolla Playhouse at, I think it's Copley Hall, Symphony Hall. Because, you know, maybe I shouldn't be doing benefits for theatres, but this particular one I care about because it's where I kicked Tommy off. And if there's any profit at the end of this tour, you know, I'll write out a check for the flood too. You should do that. You know, we should all help those people. Because what I hear is that some of the concerts that have been planned, particularly to help farmers and things, are having great difficulty getting off the ground. I mean, Dylan was going to do one, and John Mellencamp, a few people. It's my house is by a river, by the River Thames. And I've been flooded several times, and it's shit. It's only water, it goes away, and you can dry stuff out, but it ruins your paper, and it ruins your tapes, and it ruins your records, and ruins your shoes. This is Behind Blue Eyes.
No one knows what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man, behind the eyes. No one knows what it's like to be hated, to be faded, to tell it all. Yeah.
behind blue eyes.
Thank you.
Thinking we must be finished, but we're not.
Thank you.
face to face. I got to face the face today. We'll be fighting in the streets with our children on our feet. In the morrows that they worship, we'll be gone. The man who spurred us on, sitting judgment all along, leave his side in the shotgun, sings the song. I tip my head to the new to the for a new revolution, smiling green at the change all around. Pick up my guitar and play, just like yesterday.
then I'll get on my knees and I'll pray. He's like a fool.
Thank you.
hate the new boss. Same as the old boss.
Yeah.
this fabulous band. On guitar, plays with Eric Clapton, plays with Dire Straits, does stuff on his own, great player, wonderful guitarist. Phil Palmer! And on bass, fresh from, as usual, working with his buddy Paul Young, which is where I first met, Pino Palladino! Pino tells me Paul is here tonight. Hi, Paul, wherever you are. Love you. On drums, this guy's now playing with Toto. Simon Phillips! Out. On keyboards, since the Ronnie Lane session when Rabbit wandered in and said, anybody got any work for me? 1976, we've been together. John Rabbit Bunhick! Rabbit also did all the charts for maybe 60, 70 songs, most of which we haven't played, but on guitar, also straight from working with Eric Clapton on his Blues Night at the Albert Hall as well last saw him. Wonderful evening that was. He didn't play the bossa nova version of Layla at all, so it was really great. Actually, you know what the best song that night was? Was Train in Vain, was it? It was a Robert Johnson thing anyway, some Robert Johnson.
Did you play Train in Vain?
No, I obviously didn't. It's Andy Fairman alone! And also, I think we met, or don't know who we did meet, but I saw you first working with Eric as well. Kate Kisu! She also doesn't get a royalty from the 56 million sales of Eric Clapton's bossa nova version of Layla. I don't get a royalty either. That's why I don't plug it. Well, I do plug it. And the guy that organised this thing for me, my old friend, Billy Nichols. Hello, Franklin. And then we have someone who gets naughtier and naughtier every show. The definitive academic bad English boy. On mouth organ, Peter Hunt Evans! Thank you. And that's the band. We're going to play Got Love If You Want It, but this is with, it's in the key of B, and I want everybody to play along if you would. I thought you'd rehearsed it. Have you not rehearsed it? Got Love If You Want It. I'd like to dedicate this to my old buddy, John Lee Hooker, who's here tonight.
Would you find more friends? If you let me love you, baby.
I'd like to play it again tonight. I love it so much. It's a song that changes every time I play. It's a thing. I'd like to bring Michael back on, Michael from Tommy. We do this thing at parties and have fun. Come back and join me once more. This is... I kind of groan with a bit. It's interesting, these tunes. It's also a good sort of ragtime. Best for this. This is a song by the English Beat, it's called Save It For Later, and that's, it was Dave Wedgeon who showed me that fabulous tuning. But you said he said that Lou Reed invented it. Lou Reed can't play, he just invents things. Wonderful things, wonderful. Two dozen other dirty lovers. Must be a sucker for it. Cry, cry, but I don't need my mother. Just kill my hand while I come to a decision on it. Turn around and you can skip where you hit the ground. Say it later, the world await on my big mouth. Turn around and you hit the deck, you get found out. Save it for later. Don't run away, don't run away, don't let me down. Don't run away, don't run away, don't let me down. Don't run away, don't run away, don't let me down. Don't run away, don't run away, should suffer all this. We won't try to explain. Oh, just hold my hand while I come to a decision on this. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later, don't run away, don't let me down. Sooner or later, you hit the deck, you found out.
Yeah. Thank you very much. That's it. I enjoyed it very much as usual. Again, great to be back in San Francisco. Great to be back in the Bay Area. Wonderful to be back in Berkeley. So many friends here. Really, I have. Hundreds. I don't know who to go and have lunch with tomorrow. Such a good choice. What do you want? Supper with you, right? He's going to come and get you. All 4,000 of you. And, I would, I'd love to. Yeah. Come and come to my house. I don't know where the fuck I live. That's been great. Thank you. Good night.
Anything showing? Is anything dragging? Marcus, how we doing? Dragon, still works for Dragon back here. Do you have any matches? Can't wait that long. Dude, right here, you're missing it. There. Huh?
I thought you didn't have any more cigarettes.
No, I don't have any more matches. I can't believe he did Sheraton Gibson. I'm just fucking losing it. He did Girl from the North Country? Oh my god!
Different show than last time.
I know.
Completely different. Except for Psycho Derek, yeah. Dude. Everything was just fucking everywhere. I'm just like, oh shit, how do we gauge this one now?
Oh, man. I'm so fucking glad I went to both shows. I was gonna go to LA, except it was on a work night. It was Thursday night. 2,000 other dirty reasons why we should suffer all this. Girl from the North Country.
Dylan-esque intonation to you.
Yeah, he did the Dylan version on his All the Best Cowboys Have Chinese Eyes. He does a completely almost unrecognizable version of it. And it was kind of cool that he did he did pretty much the Dylan by rote version. Yes. What phenomenal fucking shows, man.
Oh man. Dude, tonight's show for me was way better than last night.
We
I was just in my element tonight.
Those are good seats, man.
Good seats, we had the good vibes. We were rolling with the bro. Everyone there knew we were taping pretty much.
I think so.
Pretty much everyone had the clue, but we were being so covert.
You were a star. That was, I mean, I didn't even see a flash of red light or yellow light at all.
Bro, you were all over it.
Yeah, you were.
You were all over it too. You had the hat, you just fed me the cable. So the only time it was gnarly was when I had to like look and plug it in.
Yeah, I know.
And that was it. And then you were just like, dude, go with it, you're doing it, just get it done. Go with it. One block over the left.
Hey, dude. I cry, but I don't need my mother. Okay. Sooner or later, your legs give way, you hit the ground. Save it for later. Let me get. Oh, I flushed mine down the toilet. It's really bad, but I did. I got some in that bag. I put all the stuff in.
I'm getting the other side turned on.
Here they are.
I don't think the deck's even stopped yet. Did you see any other setups in there?
Uh-uh.
None?
I don't know anyone that was doing it tonight.
Bro, we got it. Oh, one channel went out.
What?
One channel's out, but that wasn't during the show.
Oh,